James chapter 5. Come now, you rich, weep, howling over your miseries, which are coming upon you. Your riches have rotted, and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silver have rusted, and their rust will be a testimony against you, and will eat your flesh like fire. You have stored up treasure in the last days. Behold, the wages of the workmen who mowed your fields, which have been withheld by you, cry out, and the cries of those who reaped have entered into the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived luxuriously on the earth, and have given yourselves to pleasure. You have nourished your hearts in a day of slaughter. You condemned, you murdered the righteous. He does not resist you. Therefore be long-suffering, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. Behold, the farmer eagerly awaits the precious fruit of the earth, exercising long-suffering over it until it receives the early and late rain. You also be long-suffering. Establish your hearts, because the coming of the Lord has drawn near. Do not complain, brothers, against one another, lest you be judged. Behold, the judge stands before the doors. As an example, brothers, of suffering evil and of long-suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. Behold, we call those who endured blessed. You have heard of the endurance of Job, and you have seen his end from the Lord, that the Lord is very tender-hearted and compassionate. But above all things, my brothers, do not swear, neither by heaven nor by earth, nor with any other oath, but let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall under judgment. Does anyone among you suffer evil? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. Is anyone among you ill? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, it will be forgiven him. Therefore confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The petition of a righteous man avails much in its working. Elijah was a man of like feeling with us, and he earnestly prayed that it would not rain. And it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and heaven gave rain, and the earth sprouted forth with its fruit. My brothers, if anyone among you is led astray from the truth, and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner back from the error of his way will save that one's soul from death, and will cover a multitude of sins.